Everyone needs a friend. I approach the doors to the church with one clear thought in my mind. If I don't find a friend at church today, I'm never coming back. I had attended church with a friend a few times before, but this was the first time I attended as an investigator by myself and for myself. I felt I needed to join the church, but I had several fears and concerns. When I entered the church, I was greeted by a young adult with a big smile and a hearty handshake. He introduced himself as Dane McCartney. I had seen Dane before, when he had tried out for the college football team I played for. My anxiety vanished when he invited me to sit with him during the church meetings. He also invited me to his parents' home for dinner afterward. I never had a chance to feel alone that day. Dane and his family reached out to me and helped answer many of my questions. I joined the church a few weeks later. Had Dane just been friendly to me that day, I probably would have left church after sacrament meeting and given up, thinking that I had given it a shot, but that church just wasn't for me. While it's certainly important to be friendly, being a friend involves more than just being nice. The McCartneys' love and support was important to my conversion. That was 14 years ago. Since then, I have served a full-time mission, been married in the temple, and been blessed with 5 wonderful children. I have also served as a bishop and a stake president. I have counseled with members who stopped coming to church because they felt alone and didn't have any friends at church. My heart breaks for them. I wish someone would have reached out to them like the McCartneys did to me. I thank my Heavenly Father that Dane befriended me that day. I hope we will all take courage to be friends to those who are investigating the church, are new to it, or are returning to it. Tim Overton, Arizona, USA. End of the article, Everyone Needs a Friend, read by Wes Nelson.